a person may believe in the existence of God because of a miracle, or they might know that God exists because of a miracle that they experienced, and the Quran is a living miracle. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him, he said in a beautiful statement, he said that every prophet that came before was given a miracle through which people believed in him. Moses split the sea, and he obviously came to the children of, he came to Egypt with 9 signs. في تسع آيات إلى فرعون وقومه. He came with 9 signs, the blood and the locusts, and Isa, Jesus, raised the dead by Allah's permission. Prophets came with miracles. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, what I have been given is revelation. What I've been given is revelation. So he said, I hope to have the largest number of followers on the Day of Judgment. My question for you is, how does his statement of revelation, I've been given revelation, tie to his wish that he has the largest number of followers on the Day of Judgment? I must have mentioned this here before. Subhan, do you remember that one? Just put you on the spot. No. So I remember being like a kid and thinking to myself, I wish that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given like miracles that are like big miracles, you know, like Musa, like Solomon, like these. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given revelation. But then I came across this hadith later on and I was like, this is incredible. Because he said, what I've been given is revelation and I hope to have the largest number of followers on the Day of Judgment. What's the relationship between the two statements? I was given revelation, I hope to have the largest number of followers on the Day of Judgment. Whoever gets this one right, you're gonna get this bouquet. I can't offer this because it's not mine. I'm sorry, khalas. I can't offer it. You're supposed to back me up. You're gonna be like, yes. And you get free admission. That's what you're supposed to do. Yes.
Is it because his revelation outlives his life?
Okay, so his revelation outlives his life. So what does that mean?
It can reach more and more people.
It can reach more and more people. Okay, so the revelation reaches more people. So what does that mean? Yes.
Everlasting miracle?
Yes, salam. Sir. You don't want it? No, no, it's okay, it's okay. Huh? You'll take it? You did set him up. You gave him the alley-oop and he just came and he dunked it. It's an everlasting miracle. Every other prophet's miracles was limited to the time and place of that miracle. If you missed Moses splitting the sea, then it just became a story that you heard. You didn't witness it, is the point. But the Qur'an is a miracle that every generation witnesses. You open up the Mus'haf, you read it, you experience the miracle. And so because it was revelation, it actually encompasses every generation that has passed and that will pass and experience the Qur'an.